hemorrhoids can be a real pain in the butt, causing anal itching and burning and irritation. Get fast relief with all-natural, doctor-developed and tested Anacool. Buy Anacool, A-N-A-C-O-O-L, on Amazon right now and save 15% with code WABC2024.
Feisty, fearless, and fair. She's an Emmy-winning journalist from the White House to war zones, telling all sides of the story. This is The Rita Cosby Show.
Lovely Rita, meet a maid. Nothing can come between us. When it gets dark, I tow your heart away. Standing by a parking meter, when I caught a glimpse of Rita, filling in the ticket in a little white book.
And tonight on the Rita Cosby Show, we are going to talk about the very latest in the Trump trial. Love this, that Trump goes by and sees the NYPD and the FDNY today, speaks volumes of who he is. And while he is dealing with all the court cases and everything else, what is he doing? He is showing support for our first responders and saying bravo to so many of them that are now risking their lives, trying to protect all of us and also going into all of these different college campuses across the country. And today, if you look at all the stuff that was going on in the Trump case, so much of it was just like one big clown show. It really was a clown show and a sideshow. They were grilling this guy who was there, Keith Davidson. He is one of the attorneys, and they were asking him questions about the money with Stormy Daniels and with Karen McDougal. And he said, well, you know, I wouldn't necessarily call it hush money. I would call it, quote, a consideration. It's sort of the way we do business, if you will. So it was interesting to see the verbiage and the twists and turns, and also not connecting Trump, but saying he on his own did this, that Michael Cohen was negotiating these deals. The guy was saying, no, I never talked to President Trump directly, so I wasn't involved in any direct negotiations with the president. And then at one point, and I think this is blistering to Michael Cohen, at one point they came out and they said that Michael Cohen was trying to get a job in Washington with the Trump administration to be the Attorney General of the United States or the White House Chief of Staff. Both of those obviously very important positions. This guy, who he thought would be the Attorney General of the United States, and then he wrote an email to this guy and said, blank and Trump, the fact that he actually won't give me this position. He's not taking me to Washington. He's not doing this. It looked like a bunch of sour grapes. And boy, did it expose, I think, just what's really going on here. I mean, the more we're hearing it, it just looks like a bunch of nothing burger. It looked like a guy who is used to doing a lot of different deals for celebrities and high-powered people like President Trump. And at the end of the day, where is the crime? What do you think, you guys, of where this is going to head? 1-800-848-9222. 1-800-848-9222. And in the middle of all of this, also, we are trying to find out the latest with all of these different protests taking around the country. And there have been a lot of them in the last few hours. Just to give you a sense of how dangerous things are getting, it's incredible that on the UCLA campus, we have not seen as of yet, thank goodness, nobody was seriously injured. And that's incredible, considering the violent scenes that we saw. It looked like it was like a war zone of what was taking place there at the University of California in Los Angeles. And we're also hearing that at NYPD, when they went into Columbia and they went inside Hamilton Hall, turns out that an NYPD officer accidentally fired his gun during the raid on Columbia with these anti-Israeli protesters. Now, imagine if something had happened. Obviously, it's not good that the gun accidentally fired. That's a mistake. It's being reviewed. But the way it seems like that they're investigating this officer, it's like 20 times harder than they're doing any of these protesters who were barricaded up there. Obviously, it's a mistake. You don't want an officer to have his gun misfire. Thank goodness it wasn't apparently aimed at anyone at the time. Nobody was injured. Thank goodness. And it should be certainly looked into. But why are all these protesters, in fact, many of them outside agitators, getting a slap on the wrist? Is there something wrong with our justice system? Heck yeah. Apparently, this cop fired the weapon. And it looks like more than a whole bunch of different officers then ran around him, swarmed. This is when I think about 100 of them were going into Hamilton Hall to clear out. It was like 50 protesters who broke inside the night before. And apparently, body cam footage of the raid release, several officers can be seen. They're drawing their firearms after breaking down a barricaded door. They didn't know what they were going to see on the other side of the door as they were sweeping those rooms. They didn't know if somebody potentially was armed with something. And there are also stories that at another location, when one of the officers went in, that somebody said, somebody's going to get hurt today, that one of the protesters was shouting at another officer and saying somebody is definitely going to get hurt, and that they apparently had a shield duct taped to their arm as they attempted to block officers. And that case did happen at Columbia as well. So these people are armed and dangerous in some degree. And yet, if you listen to like the DA's office, it seems like all the focus is on this guy whose gun accidentally discharged. Again, thank goodness that is all that has happened as of late. But it just shows how dangerous and how concerned we should all be where this is headed. How worried are you of what could be a real, real dangerous summer of rage? And especially as things are getting out of control on so many different campuses, that it is of tremendous, tremendous concern. Take a listen. First off, this is at Rutgers, and here are some of the students chanting. And listen, this is a typical chant these days. And this is what they are saying there on the Rutgers College campus. So that's the sound at Rutgers. And then now let's go down south to Old Miss University, where, listen to this, students shouted down the protesters and they were singing the national anthem. This is also, remember, it was in the south where the whole issue with the American flag about to be taken down, remember, by those students who were trying to replace it with a Palestinian flag. And I love this, that these University of North Carolina students said, no, 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 that ain't going to happen. We are not going to allow that. In this case, in North Carolina, they were able to keep the flag protected. Apparently now, those students, it's a group of frat guys, they've gotten a couple $100,000 people have sent to GoFundMe to be able to support these students to have a big party because they protected the flag. And good old Ole Miss University, well, they shouted down the protesters by singing the national anthem. Bravo, bravo. Take a listen to this. How awesome is that? And this comes at a time where so many of these universities are saying, you know what, maybe we shouldn't bring law enforcement in. I wish these Ole Miss students were there at every single campus. Imagine how different things would be. There's a story out tonight that the student editors, get this, of the Columbia Law Review have issued a statement urging the law school to cancel exams in the wake of police operation that they say cleared the university's encampment, saying the violence has left them irrevocably shaken and unable to focus. Not talking about the student encampments, talking about the heavy-handed police tactics that they say because police came in. So they're upset that the police came into campus. They're not upset about the encampment. What is up with these people? Don't they have a clue? Some of these students are just so clueless and so out of touch. What should happen to these students as opposed to just giving them a slap on the wrist and letting them go? And meantime, tonight, this officer, again, whose gun accidentally discharged, didn't hurt anybody, is now being investigated and now being checked and now being screened and going through all these processes. And yet the students, many of them, got desk appearances and they're moving on. 1-800-848-9222. 1-800-848-9222. And here is a Columbia University professor saying that things are now, the trust is broken. Listen to why they say things are not good on campus. They're not blaming the students. They're blaming the university leadership for calling in the police.
Columbia's administration has decided to circumvent democratic processes, to resort to violent arrests of students, and a militarized lockdown of our campus has irrevocably destroyed any trust between them and the students, staff, and faculty of this community.
That's amazing. That is amazing. They are blaming the militarized, as they're saying, police department that created the problem, as opposed to the students themselves that were barricaded up, that caused the police to come in. You cannot make this up. 1-800-848-9222. 1-800-848-9222. That is absolutely stunning. And what a disgrace. And let's see what the school does. What, are they going to apologize now to the students for being bad and inviting the police on campus and saying that's the police that militarized and escalated the situation and going after this officer who accidentally fired his gun? Of course, thank goodness, nobody was hurt. But he seems to be the only one who's being investigated and grilled right now. That's a problem. 1-800-848-9222. And we'll continue your calls, everybody, after the break here on The Rita Cosby Show.
The Rita Cosby Show.
Hemorrhoids can be a real pain in the butt, causing anal itching and burning and irritation. Get fast relief with all-natural, doctor-developed and tested Anacool. Buy Anacool, A-N-A-C-O-O-L, on Amazon right now and save 15% with code WABC2024.
Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture, and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it, all while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
It's the Rita Cosby Show.
Say that's a good message for these protesters. You know it's bad when even Reverend Al Sharpton said today that the protesters are losing their message. I'd say they lost their message the first second that they started barricading themselves in and started taunting Jewish students with the hate that we have heard. That's when they lost the message. I'd say day one, not now, Reverend Al. Day one. But listen to what Reverend Al Sharpton had to say.
Anytime what you are protesting for
right.
becomes second you are doing, then you're really not protesting for it. And you, in many ways, dramatized what we did in Vieques, what I did later in other situations, was to bring attention to a cause, not become the cause.
Right.
And what is troubling me about a lot of this is they become the cause. It's about them. It is not about pushing the cause. They need to ask themselves if they were sincere.
Right.
Are you really focusing on what's going on in Gaza, about the children, about the women, about the innocent people, and in Israel? Are you focusing on whether or not you are violent or whether or not you can say the most incendiary statement? How are you guiding this? It's about them. And I think
right.
that they've lost the message. And I think that's because they've been infiltrated by people that are not there
that
for
them. That is what I'm worried about.
I would say they've lost the message from day one, Reverend Al. And that's interesting for him to say they shouldn't be talking about themselves. Coming from Reverend Al, 1-800-848-9222, 1-800-848-9222, and you're listening to The Rita Cosby Show. Let's go to Jerry on line one. Jerry, your thoughts about these protesters, and boy, are they getting out of hand, and they are still getting a slap on the wrist, not just from school presidents in most cases, but also from the president of the United States. He's given them a pass.
Oh, you're so right, Rita. Let me tell you. Come 2025, they'll get more than a slap on the wrist. President Trump will have full immunity. He'll send the troops in, and he'll just have them gun them all down to teach them a lesson.
Wait. Hang on a second, Jerry. You had me at go in and teach them a lesson, but gun them down. I mean, you sound like you're like it's like a firing line. You don't want that. I mean, do you really sincerely mean that? That's crazy.
Well, if it weren't for John Kelly and other grown-ups, Trump would have done that during the BLM riots. So, yeah, why wouldn't he do it this time around?
Well, first of all, I don't think he would have, quote, gunned them down. I think that that's obviously a way too extreme comment. I'm being light on this one because it is unbelievable that you would actually think you can't go that far. But I do say arrest them, Jerry. And I do say teach them a lesson. And I do say send in the National Guard if we need to. They should. I mean, you look at history. Other presidents have done that in the past. There's no reason that this one can't do it. Let's go to JC, line four. JC.
Wow, that's radical.
Yeah, it now, sure I, is. That guy's way too far
oh
off.
My
but
God.
Anyway.
Thank God he's not in charge. Now, I can understand in the BLM riots that if there was some people that were committing crimes that deserve, that were hurting other people, that might could happen, but that's not the director. Anyway.
Yeah, do me a favor, JC. Hold on. We're going to go to a break. I'll stay with you if you could. Will you stick with us? And then we'll have more with you and others after the break. 1-800-848-9222.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Rita Cosby is on. The Rita Cosby Show presents Back the Blue.
And this Back the Blue segment is sponsored by GoyaCares.com. Because you are a precious gift from God. Be sure to check out Goya Cares. They do so much to combat human trafficking and instill the values of faith and also family. And this powerful story coming from Las Vegas, Nevada, where police officers rescued a distraught 8-year-old girl from an apartment fire. The authorities at the Henderson Police Department said they were told that a mother and child were trapped in an apartment. And upon arrival, the officers observed the windows of the apartment shattered with smoke and flames coming from within the building. Officers were informed that a mother and daughter were trapped inside that burning apartment. So acting swiftly and without hesitation, these courageous officers successfully rescued an 8-year-old girl and two dogs. It turned out that nobody else, luckily, was in the apartment. They thought at first there might be another person inside, and luckily, she was already out of the building. Thankfully, the girl and the two dogs are doing okay, and thankfully, the mother is as well. And after the incident was posted on Facebook, they put the body cam footage of their heroic actions. People were flooding with comments saying, "You guys are amazing. Keep doing the work you're doing. You are greatly, greatly appreciated." Great story of our men and women in blue. And of course, the community that greatly appreciates their support and everything they do for all of us. Well, we are talking about how tough it is, especially right now, to be a police officer, getting called out all the time to these different protests that are now popping up all over the country. And what is our president saying? Barely anything. Barely anything. We're going to play his comments because he finally said, okay, we're going to make this big announcement from the White House. I was waiting and watching to see what he'd say. And it was completely unremarkable, uninspiring, and nothing that would put these different protests around the country in check. Nothing. I was embarrassed. Let's go back to JC. JC, sorry, we had to cut you off for the break there. Go ahead, my friend.
That's all right. Where is the moral compass with these professors? You know what, Rita? There's so much that could be done. Okay. Number one, they should find these professors that are standing up blocking the students. They should find the students, either suspend them for semester or expel them, keep them back from graduating. The parents of the students that are not protesting, they start more class action lawsuits against the professors personally and the colleges and the administration people professionally. This is ridiculous. Where are the feds? He's a hate crime. Okay, this is that woman. Democracy? Democracy is when you protest, not when you take over property, not when you stop people from attending things that they should attend, not from scaring people because of their ethnicity, not for blocking them, not for threatening them, not for calling death to America, death to Jews. Okay, where are the feds? They should be feds in there right now, not just police. They should be investigating right on the campuses, and then they should be arresting.
Yeah, by the way, I agree with you. You're right. Where are the authorities? Because you're right. They got to step in and step up. The problem is, JC, there are so many people that have been sort of instilling these values. You know, you talked about some of the comments from like some of the faculty. I couldn't believe this. This is a guy. He's one of the, I guess, the famous one of them, anti-Israel protesters, right? He was busted at Columbia University and also City College campus in New York. And turns out this guy, he's 32 years old, goes to a couple different protests all over the place. He's certainly one of the professionals there. He was hauled away in cuffs by the NYPD, but I think he's already back out again. He did get charged with burglary, so I think he was part of the whole break-in into Hamilton Hall. And guess what? It turns out this guy's on videotape. They go back and they see he's on videotape. A lot of them show everybody who they are. They're not necessarily hiding, which is stunning. They're right out there for the world to see their disgusting hate. And so this guy was actually online and he is seen talking about how October 7th, of course, which was the day that Hamas attacked Israel and beheaded and killed babies and brutalized women. Well, he said, it's one of the greatest days of my life. Can you imagine that? Long live the resistance. That's what he said in December, you know, after the October 7th attacks. And then lo and behold, these protests pop up and this guy's got a home to go to all these different protests now around the country. Thank God they busted him. But hopefully, and he's probably back out on the streets again. What's going to stop this guy? And by the way, here's another one. This is also, I'm happy to see this. Brad Lander, he is the New York City comptroller, Democrat, and Jewish. Actually, he is not, but Jewish Democrats are now blasting him because they are saying it's really, quote, sick and hateful that he was participating in a joint fundraiser with an embattled anti-Israel squad member, Congressman Jamal Bowman. They had a very, very fancy, apparently, fundraiser at the home of a Columbia professor. Can you believe that? This was not that long ago. Apparently, during all of this craziness, they have a fundraiser, and it's with this guy who's, of course, a member of the squad, Jamal Bowman. You'll remember was the guy who pulled the fire alarm in Capitol Hill and should be charged with disrupting proceedings and thrown the book at. But Jamal Bowman has made some really disgusting anti-Semitic comments and saying that Israel's an apartheid state and really went after, you know, a lot of these things and have said, you know, claimed that the rapes and child murders during Hamas's October terror attacks were, quote, lie and propaganda. And this guy is still in Congress. And then Brad Lander goes to a fundraiser for this guy. And lo and behold, it's the Manhattan home of a Columbia professor. How nice is that? Boy, there's a lot of cleanup on aisle seven on that one, JC. Let's go to Jacqueline. Jacqueline, your thoughts first off on all this protest stuff.
Well, I think you know what my thoughts are, Rita. This should have been nipped in the bud right from the get-go. It should never have been allowed to fester and get out of hand the way it did. But, you know, I'm not surprised. These administrators at these universities, this is what they support. So, it, you know, it doesn't surprise me. But I wanted to comment on something regarding this confidentiality case, this sham of a case against President Trump. I heard Andrew Giuliani speaking today, and he apparently is actually in the courtroom, and he said he's been observing these jurors, and he said that, in his opinion, he observed several jurors that he think may be sympathetic toward President Trump and may be, you know, honest and upstanding people, and they'll take into account all of the information. Now, when I heard some of the transcript today regarding Michael Cohen, I think Michael Cohen is doing all of the work for President Trump's team. They don't have to do very much because the Stormy Daniels' attorney was explaining how he got so fed up with Michael Cohen that he really didn't have the power or authority to do anything. And he decided to take matters into his own hands and sign the paperwork and make the payment. He took a mortgage on his house to make the payment and then went to President Trump saying that he needed to set up this account to make this payment. He's a lawyer from day one.
Well, I agree that the credibility of Michael Cohen's in question. Did you also notice where I brought up also, I thought what was fascinating was this guy, the attorney for Stormy Daniels and the other woman, said that, and this guy has a history of like selling tapes and videos and NDAs. And he's done it. I think he said he's had 15,000 clients, Hulk Hogan, a whole bunch of others. So he's been a busy guy. I guess it's a big business, I guess, right? So what I thought was really interesting too, Jacqueline, is where at some point, this guy said that Michael Cohen was so angry at Trump because he thought he was going to be the Attorney General of the United States and also maybe or potentially Chief of Staff for President Trump. And he was angry that President Trump didn't bring him to Washington. And to me, it also really showed, and this was a prosecution witness. So I think that also hurt Michael Cohen big time. We had heard sort of these rumors of this, but the guy, I think there was either they showed the email or he described the email and they said everything was blank, blank, like a lot of swear words. I'm so mad at that guy that he didn't bring me to Washington. He didn't do this. He didn't. I was hoping I'd get to Washington and I'm not going. And so it gave a little bit of a motive, too, because if you're on the jury there, a lot of this rests with Michael Cohen, like you said. And the guy, the attorney for Stormy Daniels, really hurt, I thought, the credibility of Cohen and also proved that maybe he was angry at Trump, you know, that he was suddenly mad at him, that he didn't get this big promotion. And maybe, you know, in your mind, if you're sitting on the jury, you might go, well, maybe what's happening now is payback. You know, you're going to trust this guy's word and go after the president of the United States on something like this. And it all comes like the case to me looks so thin. And Michael Cohen really looks shattered left and right. I mean, if you're on the jury, you're going to go, this is the one that I'm going to find a former president of the United States for the first time ever guilty on. And maybe this guy is making it up because he's mad. He's spiteful. That I actually thought was something also relatable to the jury because they could sit there and go, well, God, you know, he's mad at him because he didn't get a job. And now maybe he's creating something up. It's something that they could almost relate to because everybody has known somebody who didn't get a certain thing and they were mad and then they undermined somebody else. And it almost, I thought, really helped Trump today. What did you make of that, Jacqueline?
You know, Rita, I think it's as you said before, it's sour grapes on his part, on Michael Cohen's part. I often describe him as a scorned woman. He was basically a nobody. I also heard the tape that he secretly recorded with his phone with his meeting with President Trump, telling him that he needed to set up this account for this payment, blah, 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 never explaining any of the details of what it was for. And President Trump was asking for a soda. He was taking phone calls. It was like he wasn't paying him any attention. Now Michael Cohen is saying, well, you have to pay attention to me now. And it's like you said, he was looking for a cabinet position and he got nothing. So he's still a lying nobody.
Yeah, I think it has really hurt him. And if he's the big finish, let's see where they're going to go between now and Cohen. And if he's the big finish right now, it's not really remarkable. But the problem is, Jacqueline, and you and I both know this, it is New York. And who knows? And you've got a judge who is clearly sympathetic to the prosecution. I mean, all these decisions that the judge has made are so clearly focused towards the prosecution. One of the other things that Andrew Giuliani said, who was in court, because he was talking with me and John Catsimatidis earlier today, and he was telling us how stilted it looked. Like when the prosecution was talking, he'd let him go on and on and on and on and on. And like free reign, didn't zero him in on what could be included and what had to be excluded. And then it came time to the Trump's team. It was almost like a Saturday Night Live skit. Like, nope, you can't go there. Nope, you can't go there. Nope, you can't go there. Next. You know, it's like it was like almost like a Russian court, you know, where the decision's already made. So because of all that, you don't know where it's going to go. We don't know. I mean, And we may be surprised. We may go, God, you're going to rest everything on Michael Cohen? And this judge, who knows? Who knows how he's going to guide the jury and what's going to be in their mind? Your final thoughts, Jacqueline?
Hoping that one of these people will be reasonable and smart and make the right decision and be the holdout, and then the case will have to be dismissed.
Yeah, we'll see, right? We will see. That may happen, by the way. That very, very, very well may happen. And let's go to Stan, line one. Stan, your thoughts about all this.
It ain't about being reasonable. It ain't about their sympathy. It's about the evidence, okay? Enough with this phony stuff by Jacqueline. That's what it's all about.
That's not phony. Well, what do you think? Hang on, Stan. What do you think of the evidence? What do you think of the evidence?
I have been consistent. You know I said I think he's going to work. We talked about it. I don't think there's enough here. That's all about paper. The jury will decide. They seem favorable to them. Then they're nice people. It's a jury. They're pretty smart one way or the other. They'll make a decision on what the evidence is. If it ain't good, it's no good. If it's this is good, that's okay. So we'll have to wait and see. I think he walks. I've told you that before. I don't think this case is sound. I think it's about the paperwork. And he'll walk. I think my opinion, yeah. And this one, he'll walk.
By the way, I think he should walk. I'm not sure he's going to. You're actually more confident in the jury system in New York than I am. And yeah, like maybe there might be, I don't think it's going to be an acquittal. There may be somebody who leads it to a hung jury. That very well may be where it goes. I just, at this point, I don't know. It's New York City. It's a judge. You don't know what they're going in with. I mean, even some of the ones, there was one who was like, oh, I don't like Trump. And the judge is just like, that one can still stay on the jury. That one doesn't have to be excluded. I mean, how is that not somebody who walks in with a prejudice? I mean, Stan, come on. Can you imagine, like, you're about to go in for some case and somebody says, I just don't like Stan. I can't stand Stan. Oh, good. Let's put him on the jury. That person doesn't have an opinion. I mean, they can still be fair. How is that fair? That's not fair. Stan, come on.
They can get rid of me. They don't have to like me. That's all right. They all hate me. I'm a criminal. It's okay.
But never.
No, no. But the point is, whether it's a jury here, is always going to be hated this and that. If it's in Florida, it'll be favorable. So if the jury system stands as what it will be. Again, I think he will walk. I don't think it'll be an acquittal. I think he'll be found. There ain't enough thing. He is not guilty. I think he walks. I mean, you know how I feel about him.
I know. And by the way, that speaks volumes. That you're saying that, Stan, that really, really speaks volumes. I think, I hope you're right, because I think that that's the right decision here. And we'll see. You and coming from you, that is really surprising. But I appreciate your honesty, Stan. 1-800-848-9222. We'll continue your calls after the break, everybody.
It's the Rita Cosby Show. This is the Rita Cosby Show.
And coming up on the Rita Cosby Show, we will continue talking about the Trump trial today. By the way, there is word that President Trump is narrowing down his choice for VP. Who would you pick to be the vice president? Presidential candidate to go along the ticket with President Trump? There's word he's kind of narrowed it down to 4 or 5, and we're going to get into those and who you think would be the best choice and why. And also, we're going to talk more about these protests and President Biden's lack of leadership, because it just epitomizes what's going on around the country, whether it is on this issue of protests or whether it's on the issue of what's going on in Israel, Ukraine border, you name it. The lackluster leadership is blaring. 1-800-848-9222. 1-800-848-9222. Let's go to Andrew, line one. Andrew, your reaction to all the stuff with especially on the Trump case.
Hey, Rita. Yeah, I just want to say, Stan was saying it's about the evidence. But it's impossible to have evidence against something that's not a crime. A non-disclosure agreement is not a crime. Having female witnesses that say they had an affair with him, that doesn't have anything to do with the non-disclosure. Those aren't crimes, so there's no evidence. I mean, there's no crime. It could be some minor clerical, like Stan said, paperwork. So it's close to the election, so he wanted to pay. Again, that's not a crime. You could pay someone a non-disclosure agreement.
Absolutely. And by the way, the other thing, too, is that the guy came out today, the Keith Davidson, that attorney, and he was like, you know, yeah, I do these all the time. I have 15,000 clients. This was just like a typical deal. So if that's the case, and this is what he does a lot, I would bet then he's got to go back, I guess, and all those other clients, maybe they should be investigated for campaign finance, because I'm sure some of them ran for office. Or maybe we're close to somebody with political ties, or the other person was political ties. So let's see. This is the only case, I guess, that rises to campaign finance. That's ridiculous. And also, President Trump apparently had NDAs for a long time. So well before he was ever running for office or talked about it. So I think the base of the case, that it's some federal issue, is out of the water. I agree with you. Let's go to Jerry, line two. Jerry, your thoughts about the Trump case.
Yeah, hi, Rita. One of the problems with this case is just that Judge Merchan has put the law in, and he will be the one giving the instructions of what the law is. And he's not allowing Trump to argue anything to do with the law. All these things we're all talking about, although they're true, will only be on appeal. The jury is not going to hear any affirmative defense evidence from Trump's side on these issues.
You know, you bring up a great point, because you're right. He is limiting what the Trump side can put in, and he seems to be giving free rein to the other side, which is why I say, even if the decision is he should be acquitted, who knows the way that this judge is stacking the case against him.
Hemorrhoids can be a real pain in the butt, causing anal itching and burning and irritation. Get fast relief with all-natural, doctor-developed and tested Anacool. Buy Anacool, A-N-A-C-O-O-L, on Amazon right now and save 15% with code WABC2024.